Sports Central. US Sport.
Now let's talk some US Sport with Dave Smith, the sports god from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles. Hello, Dave. How are you? How's your Super Bowl hangover?
I'm good, Kev. How are you? Yeah, it probably took me till about Wednesday to function as normal after still not believing what I saw, what happened in the second half there. Just staggering what I saw the Patriots accomplish here.
Most amazing and a fabulous spectacle to watch. And as it unfolded, it was just it just got more amazing as it went along.
I mean, down 28-3 with late in the third quarter, down 28-9 with 6 or 7 minutes to go in the game. And Tom Brady, if there's any ever doubt that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time, I think those were silenced. 3 80-yard-plus drives in the last 6 minutes, including overtime. 2 2-point conversions. And this goes to show you, though, Kevin, they did get a little help because the stupidity of the Atlanta Falcons coaching staff and play calling, the Patriots had to have a little bit of help to get where they are. And when you don't work the clock properly, when you're out of timeouts, when you have stupid play calling, and you give Brady a shot, you know, with down eight with 2 minutes left, what do you think he's going to do? He does what he always does.
Yeah, he certainly did. You're talking, obviously, about the field goal attempt that they maybe should have taken that would have iced the game.
Well, before that, it was 28-12 Falcons. They had a third down and one late in the third quarter. No, in the fourth quarter. And, of course, you got to run the ball there, Kevin. Keep the clock moving. That's two down territory. Run it on third. If you don't make it, run it on fourth. Then you keep possession of the ball. You run another three and a half minutes off. But then they tried to pass on a third one. They get sacked and fumbled, and that led to a Patriots touchdown and a two-point conversion. That cut it to 28-20. And then what you just mentioned, there's, what, 3.5, 4 minutes left in the game. The Falcons are down to the Patriots' 22-yard line. What are you doing trying to throw there? They get sacked and they get holding penalties. You run the ball three times. You make the Patriots use up all their timeouts. You kick a field goal. You're up 11. The game's over. And it's just simple mathematics, and it was just pure stupidity on the Kyle Shanahan. And by the way, the offensive coordinator, Kev, the new coach of my 49ers next year, which gives me some pause here, and the head coach, Dan Quinn.
Was it just inexperience on their behalf? Was it just a little bit of panic? Or what do you put that down to, and what have they said since then?
Yeah, to me, it's just stupidity, and it's being too stubborn and being too pig-headed and set in your ways. Both the coaches said after the game, you know, because the Falcons were number one on offense this year in the NFL. They scored 540 points, and they were an offensive machine. And both coaches said, well, you know, we're not going to change the way we played all year. We've been aggressive. We've attacked. We've thrown in those situations. We're going to try and keep scoring all the way to the end. But you've got to be smart, too. You can't be stupid and pig-headed. You got to look up at that scoreboard. It doesn't matter what your system is or how you played all year. If you're in field goal range and you're up eight with time running out, you protect the ball, you run, you kick a field goal, and you get the heck out of there. The only way you can lose is if you do something stupid and get sacked or get out of field goal range, which is what happened. So, to me, it's pig-headedness, it's stubbornness, it's coaches setting their ways, and coaches not admitting they make mistakes. And my bugaboo, which I talk about all the time too, Kevin, is clock management.
Yep.
They wasted two timeouts in the third quarter when they didn't have to. And then they wasted a challenge on that great catch by Julian Edelman, which they were obviously going to lose, because when you look at the replay, that wasn't going to be reversed. So even when the Patriots tied it at 28, the Falcons got the ball with 52 seconds left, Kev. And that with Matt Ryan is plenty of time if you have your timeouts to get down the field and get a field goal. They didn't have any. And then they throw 6 yards underneath inbounds and 20 seconds once off the clock. Then they throw another little short pass underneath inbounds with no timeouts. It didn't make any sense.
I'm glad I don't watch the Super Bowl with you, because I imagine you would have been screaming during this, going, what the hell are you thinking?
Well, I threw my shoe at the television screen. I was almost naked by the end of the game because I was running out of clothes to throw at the television set. It was... I was lucky I didn't have a stroke as well. I got to calm down with this stuff.
Hey, Dave, I want to talk some more to you about Charles Oakley and a little bit more about the Super Bowl, but I got to get to a break, and I want to come back and have a chat with you about those couple of things afterwards. So, Dave Smith, the sports guy from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles. Sports Central.
US Sports.
So talking US Sport with Dave Smith, the sports guy from NBC Sports Radio in Los Angeles. His Twitter feed is correct. He is on for a second segment. Dave, I wanted to ask you just a little bit more about the Super Bowl. What is the upshot for Belichick and Brady and that whole New England Patriots organization now? You know, given what they went through at the start of the season and given how it finished, where do they sit in the hearts and minds of Americans now?
I think almost all Americans, including myself, and I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm a lifelong 49ers fan, but Roger Goodell turned me into a Patriots fan with this witch hunt and this nonsense and this ridiculous suspension of Tom Brady this year. So I was pulling for them, and I couldn't wait for Roger Goodell to hand the Super Bowl MVP trophy to Tom Brady and to hand the championship trophy to Bill Belichick, and that's what he had to do. And boy, the boos were cascading. The stadium shook with boos for Roger Goodell when he was up there making the presentation, which I loved. And you look at the future here. Tom Brady's 39, but he looks like he has to skip the beat. He was as good as ever this year, and he says he's going to play until he's 45, so no quarterback's ever done that. But who are we to doubt Tom Brady, who's the greatest quarterback in the history of the league? So they keep him healthy and upright, and he doesn't take too many hits. He can do it. And that's another thing about the Super Bowl, Kev. He took more hits and got sacked more often in this game than I've ever seen him in his career. And at 39, came back and played the way he did in the fourth quarter. Just absolutely amazing.
It certainly was. It was a great Super Bowl, a brilliant spectacle. I had to say, I think Lady Gaga was fantastic. I really enjoyed the halftime entertainment as well. I thought the whole package of the day was, even though about halfway through the second quarter, I thought it was going to be a complete blowout, but it turned out to be a fabulous day.
Well, and I want to thank Lady Gaga for not making delivering a 10-minute political lecture at halftime, which a lot of people thought she was going to do. She got up there and sang God Bless America and played her hits, and thank God we got one day off from this nonsense with the politics. I was happy she didn't go there.
Couldn't agree more. Now, speaking of nonsense, I saw some footage during the week of Charles Oakley going berserk in the stands at a New York game, was it, that he was at, or where was it?
New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Charles Oakley is one of the best players in New York Knickerbockers history, and he's a beloved figure there in New York. But he's also brutally honest, and he also is never shy about stating his opinion. And over the years, he's been highly critical of James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks. And God knows he should be, because he's the worst owner probably in all of sports. And James Dolan, he's a trust fund baby, and he's never worked a day in his life, and he inherited the whole thing from his father, and he's just run that franchise into the ground. So, and because he has a thin skin and because he's a big baby, Charles Oakley hasn't been invited back with the other Knicks greats of the past to go out and be celebrated and have their numbers retired and things. He's been pretty much ignored. So he bought his own ticket for the game the other night, and he was sitting close to Dolan. And if you believe the Knicks, Charles Oakley was berating Dolan and being unruly. Oakley said he didn't say anything, and just Dolan turned around and saw him sitting there and asked him to leave. So then it got ugly. He didn't want to leave, and he showed some security guards. And as he was going out, the fans were chanting his name. And you know, it's funny, Kevin, the next night at a New York Rangers hockey game, the fans broke out with an Oakley chant. They were chanting his name over and over. That's how much they detest James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks.
Good.
Today, Dolan fired the head of security of the Knicks for not doing a good enough job of getting him out of it. I thought it was all Oakley's fault. Now he's blaming his security team.
Okay. you got to love that sort of stuff. It brings a bit of colour and movement to the organisation end of the games. Good on you, Dave. Appreciate your time. We'll catch you soon on NBC Sports Radio.
I'll be on Saturday and Sunday, so check in. I'll be tweeting it out. Thanks, Kevin.
Beautiful. Dave Smith there, the sports guy, joining